Here we go. It's already been introduced. They made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. Last time I walked in the swamp, sat upon a cypress stump. Listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. Blow, blow, Seminole winds, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, that I know who you are. Blow, blow from the Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the dark. The alligators and the dark. Thank you. Here's a song by the late Will McLean about a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. Now, you got to know there are tiers of hog society. One is your typical domestic hog, grain-fed, laying on its side in a puddle of mud on some Midwestern farm somewhere. The next tier is a semi-wild one called a razorback, which has an owner, but they're free run. Like in Florida, Florida was open range until 1950, and if you didn't want livestock on your property, you had to fence them out. Otherwise, they could go anywhere they wanted. Last level is Piney Woods Rooter, totally wild. The Piney Woods Rooter was so mean that when he cut on you, the last cut he put on you with those tusks would bleed before the first one did. And he was so used to hard times that he could hear an acorn drop a half mile away and run fast enough to catch it on the first bounce. The only way to keep one out would be to build a hog fence so crooked that when he rooted under it, he came out on the same side he started on. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touch is dark brown and yellow sand. It was on a lonesome evening, pretty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. There he stood, his red eyes burning, slobber running down his jaws. Never seen a sight fearful, chill me to my very maw. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock, I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touch is dark the brown and yellow sand. Times at night I gets to thinking, and the shivers colds my spine. I walk out into the moonlight, that old hog still on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful tushes, dark the brown and yellow sand. Dark the brown and yellow sand. Wild hog. Thank you. Okay, is the instrument coming out of the speakers all right? You always notice that they have water or something by stage. Dry mouth is a chronic illness of performers. Worst thing you could do to me would be to offer me a peanut butter sandwich. Voice mic, there we go. Okay, everything working? This is kind of a he said, she said situation. In 1949, Hank Snow took a packet of songs he had written to some country music executives. He reported back that they liked all of them except this one. One of the guys, you know, he said, I ain't got enough trained songs. So much for media-fixated, marketing-oriented, tone-deaf music executives. Because in 1950, the next year when this song came out, it not only went straight to the top of the charts, it would have made millionaires out of a dozen songwriters over the next several decades. Moving on. That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back. 'Cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you. Keep moving me on, oh hear my song. You had your laughs on me, now I'm setting you free and I'm moving on. Mr. Fireman, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. Just shovel the coal, let this rattler roll and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take the throttle in hand. This battery is the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time. Keep moving me on. Now we come to the crux of the matter. I told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen nor pay me no mind. So I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You have broken your vows and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line. So I'm moving on. You done your daddy wrong. I've warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving me on, you stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on. Thank you. Now, this next one is, she said. Premier Austin City songwriter Nancy Griffith. I'm not a hot weather person, and I'm trying to keep my fingers from getting slick. This pick might take one of you people's heads off if it goes flying off somewhere, because this is a high-energy song. No telling how fast that thing would be traveling. Listen to the radio. I'm a-leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns wear satin gowns in a happy frame. Red O'Lin's got my hands to the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs, Loretta Road? When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio, listen to the radio. Radio, listen to the radio. Radio. Well, I left that handsome two-stepping good old boy in Tennessee. He's sitting on the sofa waiting for his supper, wondering what's become of me. Got a double odd 18 Martin guitar in the backseat of my car. I'm a-leaving Mississippi with a radio on. Can't find a friend, still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, still got the radio. Radio, listen to the radio. Radio, listen to the radio. Radio. There's a moon across the border in the Louisiana sky. Smell the poncho train, hear silver wings and the way Merle Haggard flies. That good old boy will find a band to go on the stereo. And my mama's gonna call, say where she's gonna say, down the road with the radio on. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio, listen to the radio. Radio, listen to the radio. Radio. Thank you. Now, here is a sort of a verbal uno mas. Okay, cancel that, go into another. I know it. This is a song I wrote about a famous Western outlaw that came to Gainesville, my hometown, under an assumed name. Bought a saloon, and wasn't there very long, but this is a story about why he wasn't. Remember, that was both frontier country and cattle country. This was in the 1870s, and Gainesville's 50 years older than the University of Florida. And contrary to what UF students think, you know, it really did exist, and it really was pretty sizable and prosperous for the time. This is called The Tale of Mr. Swain, and it's partially fictionalized, but the basic story is true. In the town of Gainesville, Florida. Let me start over, because. In the town of Gainesville, Florida, in 1875, where the gun and the frontier spirit were very much alive. A small saloon put up for sale is where this tale begins. What a Texas penitentiary is where the story ends. A family summer day. A man, his wife, and daughter soon found a place to stay. And so it was at Gainesville, had one more bar again. My name, he said, is John H. Swain. It's good to know you, friend. Bartender Swain was well received by those in Gainesville town. Near the autumn months were gone as fortunes turned around. A lawman and a local drunk were the cause of his downfall. In an early weekend incident long talked about by all. And the lawman said to the drunk, "You've raised enough ruckus for one spree, old friend, and a place in my jailhouse is where your day will end." Drunk said back to the lawman, "Not so, old dear, for I have just begun to drink. I've got more friends close by than you." Drop my pick. Would like to think. Hang on. As his friends closed in on the two of them, he said, "Now set me free. Things will be the worse for you, as you can plainly see. There are more of us than there are of you, and we can tree this town. So turn me loose and go your way, or we're gonna put you down." "I don't think so," said Mr. Swain. No one had seen him come out of his bar, but now he stood beside the lawman, and a six-gun flashed into his hand with a swiftness that none who saw would ever forget. The men looked into that black gun muzzle and into the deadly eyes of its owner and dispersed, leaving the lawman alone with his prisoners. The tale of Swain and his six gun was told both far and near. The speed of his draw and the death in his eyes for everyone to hear. Though it wasn't very long before the bar was closed up tight again, and no one ever after saw the man called John H. Swain. In the town of Gainesville, Florida, on a chilly winter day, a Texas Ranger came to town and found a place to stay. A picture of a fugitive was nailed to the sheriff's wall, and the wanted man's identity was clear to one and all. The ranger said, "I thank you all, now I'll be on my way. But ere I go, I have one thing that I would like to say. You're lucky, gents, that you didn't cross. The man you know is Swain, for his smoking guns have killed 40 men. Wes Hardin is his name." After word of the Gainesville episode had leaked back to Texas, an agent sent east confirmed that Swain was indeed John Wesley Hardin. He was shattered from day to day. He was shattered from place to place by agents sent east. You got to hear how it ended, though. In a Texas penitentiary, in 1878, in his cell, John Wesley Hardin pondered on his fate. As he thought of his days in the frontier west as a gunman of renown, did he ever curse the day he bought a bar in Gainesville town? Did he ever curse the day he bought the bar in Gainesville town? Thank you so much, folks. A little too many distractions, I think, on that last one, but you know how it come out.
Mr. Lance Lazenby. Lance, do you have any recordings at the Pfaff booth?
No, I do not. One of these days, I'm going to make a live.
Well, you should.